Once upon a time, there was a brave and jolly young soldier named Frank. But he had the misfortune to serve in the army of a very mean and stingy king. After Frank had served faithfully in the war, the king's steward called him to his office.
Sergeant Frank.
Yes, sir.
The king has instructed me to discharge you from the army.
What?
That's right. You may go now.
I may go? But I don't understand, sir. Surely I don't merit this sort of treatment. Why, in the last battle, I was the one who saved the king's life when he was thrown from his horse.
Yes, well, the king said you'd probably be claiming some preposterous reward for that. He's not paying one.
But I'm not claiming a reward. I just don't see why he discharges me now.
It's not for you to question the king. You'll receive 3 farthings expense money. Here they are.
3 farthings?
That's all.
I knew the king was stingy, but I never thought he'd discharge a faithful soldier rather than reward him.
Enough! Go, or I'll summon the guards to put you out.
Summon the guards, will you? All right, I'll go, for now. But I'll be back.
Return, and you'll wind up in jail.
All right. But this is a promise. The king will be sorry he treated me like this. One of these days, he'll be sorry. Yes, that's what I said, Jeanette, and I meant it, too.
Oh, Frank, it's foolish to talk that way. But I can't blame you. All our plans are ruined now. We can't get married as we planned.
Yes, we can, Jeanette, and we will.
But you'll have no money.
The king's going to furnish the money.
The king? Oh, Frank.
No, I'm serious, Jeanette. I said the king was going to be sorry. I said I was going to square accounts with him, and I am.
But, Frank, he's the king, and you...
I'm nobody, I know. Just the same, he's going to open his treasury and give me 3 times what would have been an ample reward before this happened.
He's going to open the treasury for you?
I don't know how I'm going to make him do it, but I've my share of cleverness and wit, so I'm going to start out into the world and... Well, if I meet up with the right people, who knows what may happen?
You're going out into the world?
Oh, Jeanette, I hate to leave you. But I'll come back with gold in my pockets, and then we'll live happily ever after, my dear. Just see if it isn't so. Good night. I say, whoever you are and wherever you are, be a little careful chopping down trees. That tree landed not 10 feet from me.
Oh, say, I'm terribly sorry it slipped.
What's more, it's right across the road now, and... What do you mean it slipped?
Just that, stranger. I thought I had a good hold on it, but it slipped.
Great day in the morning. That is... Excuse me, but you're a real giant of a fellow.
Just 6'6" in my stocking feet. But say, I'm sorry about the tree. One minute and I'll pick it up and get it out of your way.
What are you talking about? It'll take 10 men at least. Am I seeing things?
Yep, there we are.
But you just picked up that great tree with one hand. Who are you?
Why, they call me Stack the Strong.
The Strong? Well, I should think... Say... What a companion you'd be on my adventure.
You go adventuring, stranger?
My name is Frank. I was a soldier, but I was unjustly discharged. So my goal is to square accounts, so to speak, with the king.
Well, now, I have a few accounts I'd like to settle with his majesty myself.
Well, then, come along. Come on along with me. Together, we ought to go far.
All right, Frank. I'll just leave these trees here.
Fine, great.
And join you on the road.
And we're off. Oh, we'll carry the world together.
Carry the world together. Carry the world together. The two of us we will.
Yes, sir, Frank, I agree. No need to make plans. Just step along to the capital and see what turns up.
That's it, Stack. With your strength and my wit, hold on there.
A hunter.
Well, look here now, stranger.
Oh, Sorry if I frightened you, my friends.
Well, we didn't know if you knew where you were aiming that gun or not.
Oh, I knew all right. I was aiming it at a fly.
A fly?
Yep. 2 miles down the road there.
2 miles?
Yep. Pesky thing kept bothering me. Then when he flew off, I waited till it lit on a branch. Sighted him with my rifle, shot him in the left eye.
Shot him in the left eye 2 miles down the road? No, it's not possible.
See that scarecrow over in that cornfield holding a broomstick?
Yeah, sure.
Watch. And with one shot, I'll turn the broomstick upside down. With another, take off his hat. And with the third, knock off the top button on his coat.
By gum, there went the broomstick round in a circle.
Off flew his hat.
There went the button.
Stranger, all I can say is, there's surely not another marksman like you in all the world. Who are you?
Grump the Gunner is what I'm called.
Well, Grump, I'm Frank, and this is Stack the Strong, who can lift trees with one finger. We're on our way to square some accounts with the king. And believe me, if you'd like to join us, we'd really be quite a threesome.
Going to square accounts with the king, huh? Well, why not?
You'll join us? Wonderful.
Come on, let's go.
Oh, we'll carry the world together, carry the world together, we'll carry the world together, the three of us we will.
So we're not making plans, Grump, just stepping along to the capital.
And there, with Stack's strength and your eye and marksmanship, Grump, and my wit, hold on a minute.
Whoa, hold on to your hat.
Where did that wind come from all of a sudden?
Where indeed? And look, the trees aren't moving on either side of the road, yet right down the center here is a gale. And who's that standing there right ahead?
Be careful, fellows. I gotta give one more good blow.
Great day in the morning.
Looks like
he's blowing up that wind.
There, that's all for now. Sorry if I bothered you, but you see, 3 miles from here, there are 7 wind bells. I was blowing the sails around so they'd do their work.
I can believe they were really turning, too. What's more, say, do you have to stay here and work the windmill, stranger, or are you interested in adventure?
Adventure? Ha ha, nothing I'd like better.
Then how would you like to come along with us, my friend?
Bob the Blower is my name, and I'd like it fine.
Well, come along, then.
Get in step.
And let's go. Oh, we'll carry the world together.
We'll carry the world together.
We'll carry the world together.
The four of us we will.
Yes, sir, Bob. With your talent to blow up a gale, Stack's strength, Grump's marksmanship, and my own native wit, we ought to... Whoops!
Hey, easy, Frank.
What did you trip on?
What on earth is that on the road?
It just happens to be my leg, strangers.
Your leg? By thunder, boys, look, it's true.
He hops on one leg.
That is a leg lying there on the road.
Good heavens! Were you in an accident, stranger?
Indeed not. I took my leg off on purpose. I often do.
You often take it off?
Certainly. If I don't take it off every now and then, I find myself running so fast, I outrun the wind.
What?
Yes, Rick the Runner is what they call me. And without boasting, I guess I may say, there's not a man alive can run faster than I.
Rick the Runner? Friends, it certainly sounds to me as though this was another fellow who belonged in our company. Shall I...
Ask him at once.
Will you go adventuring, Rick?
And to square accounts with the king.
Sounds fine, gentlemen.
Then fall in step.
Wait a moment, my leg.
Oh, yes, don't forget that. Now, all together. Oh, we'll carry the world together.
Carry the world together.
We'll carry the world together.
The five of us we will.
Well, friends, we draw very near the capital, and And I wonder what use we'll find for our talents now. One thing is sure, we are definitely prepared for anything.
Oh, I just hope it's a little cooler at the Capitol. Today's really warm.
I agree.
If you'll excuse me, gentlemen.
Who's that?
Oh, somebody behind us.
Yes, the five of you rather take up the road, you know. And if you'd oblige me by letting me pass, I'll gladly see to it you're all a bit cooler.
Why, we'll let you pass, and gladly. But I don't see how you can arrange to make it cooler.
You see how I wear my cap, don't you?
Now, why do you wear it over one ear like that?
My name, sirs, is Jack the Frostman. And if I were to wear it straight on my head, such a bitter cold would fall on the earth, the very birds would freeze in the air.
Good heavens, is this true?
See for yourself. I'll tilt it just the least bit toward the center. Not all the way, by any means. Wait now.
By thunder, it is cooler.
Ooh, my nose feels frosty already.
My ears tingle.
Enough, enough, Jack the Frost Man. Enough for now.
Very well. I'll tilt my hat back again.
But wait. Don't walk on. Friends, I thought there couldn't be another talent needed in our company. But this fellow...
Yes, yes, he must join us.
We go adventuring, Jack.
Do come along.
Why not?
Hurrah! Come on, boys. On to the Capitol. And we'll carry the world together.
Carry the world together.
We'll carry the world together.
The six of us we will.
As the six friends approach the king's castle, they see a great crowd assembling.
Well, now, friends, something is afoot here.
Maybe we'd better see what it is.
I agree. Let's push in through this throng and see what's happening. Excuse us.
Somebody's getting up on a platform.
It's the king's steward. I remember him all right.
Silence! Silence, please! A proclamation from the king. Be it known that the king wishes to find a suitable husband for his daughter, the lovely Princess Thelma.
Lovely? Not as I recall her.
He has therefore decided that whosoever runs a race with the Princess Thelma and wins shall be her husband and successor to the throne. Silence! Hear the rest. Whoever shall race the princess and lose shall lose his life as well. Contestants will appear on the east lawn of the castle in half an hour. That is all.
A race, oh, nothing I like better.
Yes, I know that, Rick the Runner, and it looks as though this is made to order for your talents, but let's think this out first.
That's right. You're the brains of the outfit, Frank.
First, the princess is a very swift runner.
I don't care how swift she is. I can beat her.
I'm sure you can, Rick. But the king doesn't know there's a runner like you in his kingdom. And I've an idea he doesn't expect or want anyone to win the princess and share in the wealth of the crown.
Well, if he doesn't want it to happen, that's enough, isn't it? I'll run and win and fool him.
You'll also wind up married to the princess. If he keeps his bargain.
Uh-oh. I'd forgotten that, Bob. Maybe I don't want to run.
No, wait, Rick. I think you do want to run, all right.
But I don't want to marry anybody, really.
Look, I'll tell the king you're running for me, Rick. I'll be the one who wins the princess.
Fine and dandy. I don't want her.
I don't either. I have a sweetheart. But we'll see what to do about that when the time comes. Right now, I think the important thing is for you to win that race, Rick.
You want your friend to run for you, is that right?
That's right, Your Majesty.
Where have I seen you before?
I was a soldier in Your Majesty's army for some time, sire. I was discharged. Will you consent to my request?
For the friend to run? Oh, all right, Bob. But don't forget, if he loses, you both lose your heads.
Very well. I'm willing to stake my head on Rick's talents. When does the race begin?
As soon as I summon my daughter. You may take your man to the starting line over there where the steward stands right now.
Very well, Your Majesty. Come along, Rick. Come along. Good companions all.
All right. The princess is ready. The first contender is ready. And the rules of the race are as follows. To the crystal spring a mile away, where a pitcher must be filled with water. Then back to the starting line. And not a drop of water must be spilled. Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Go!
All right now, friends. It's up to us to see there's no trickery. Grump, the gunner, you're the one with the keen eyesight. How is Rick doing against the princess?
He's past her, running like the wind. Good heavens, he's at the spring already. He's filling his pitcher. He's starting back. Oh, no.
What's happened?
What has happened, Grump?
What happened,
Grump?
Oh, the fool. He's sitting down. Up. He's lying down to take a nap.
He's so sure of himself. Too sure.
Too sure is right. Here comes the princess, back again. She stopped beside him. She has his pitcher of water. She's emptying it.
Oh, do something, somebody.
Give me my gun.
Good heavens, Grump, you're not going to shoot the princess.
I'm going to shoot the rock under Rick's head. There. That took him. He's up. He sees what's happened. He's racing back to the spring, filling his pitcher, starting back this way.
Here he comes. He's passing the princess.
He's ahead of her.
He's won! Rick, the river has won!
Here comes the princess. Uh-oh, she looks furious. Now what, Frank?
We'll soon see, my friends. We'll soon see.
Quickly, close the door, Thelma.
All right, Father, but you'd better have a good idea. I tell you, I won't marry that fellow whose man won the race for him. Why, he's only a common discharged soldier.
I know, daughter, and you won't have to marry him. Now, listen, I've asked him and that whole group with him to have dinner here at the castle.
To dinner? But I don't see.
To dinner in the iron room.
Oh.
Iron walls, iron door, iron ceilings, iron floor. And I've told the cook to build the hottest fire yet under the floor. Our friend and his companions will enter, the door will be bolted, the damper opened, and the fire, and that will be that.
Oh, Father. Oh, you are clever.
I'll go now to tell the young man and his friends that, dinner is ready. Enter, gentlemen, enter. As you see, we've a special banquet hall prepared for you.
Well, it is a most unusual room, Your Majesty.
The table is set, as you see. If you and your friends will seat yourselves and, start eating, the princess and I will join you, later.
Well, how about it, friends?
Okay, appetite.
Yeah, let's go.
Very well. Good appetite. Well, let's eat.
That's right, I'm starving.
Come on, Frank. Aren't you hungry?
I'm hungry, yes. But there's something funny about this room. Awfully hot in here, too. Let's open a window.
Hey, there aren't any windows.
Say, so there aren't. And it is hot.
I can hardly breathe. It's so hot.
Well, it's like a fire. We're under the very floor.
Open the door, Frank. Let's get out of here.
Just as I thought, the door's bolted.
Well, then, what's going to happen? Jeez.
We're
going
to be roasted alive.
Hey, have you forgotten me and my special talent?
Jack the Frost Man. For a minute, I did forget. Put your cap straight on your head and do your stuff.
Here we go.
By thunder, fellas, it's working.
I'm getting cooler.
Just in time. That floor was scorching my feet.
Hey, look. The soup is freezing.
Well, didn't I say we six could handle anything together? Say, Jack the Frostman, I'd say you could turn your hat back now. It's cold as an icebox in here.
Listen, someone's outside.
Probably His Majesty, come to see if we're roasted alive.
All right, Thelma. Just take a quick look in to see if they're finished. Don't want to scorch yourself, you know. Can you see?
Good evening, Your Highness.
Oh, Father! They're not dead at all! They're all sitting there grinning! And the room's cold as ice!
What?
Something didn't go according to plan, Your Majesty?
Come, Thelma. I've got to think.
Father, I won't marry him. You've got to do something.
All right. I will. I want those tricky rascals out of here as much as you do. You'll see how much. Stuart!
Yes, Your Majesty?
Open the door. Send them in.
Yes, sire.
Good evening, Your Majesty. You said you wanted to talk to us.
That's right. Your man won the race all right, and you could marry my daughter if you insist.
Father!
Be quiet, Thelma. I've a feeling this gentleman would actually prefer a fine bag of gold.
Gold? Well, how about it, friends? Very well, Your Majesty. I will accept gold instead of the princess. If you grant me this, allow me all the gold my man Stack can carry.
Your man Stack?
This one.
He's an awfully big fellow.
Oh, agree, Father, agree. I won't marry that common soldier.
All right. All the gold Stack can carry. Stuart, you will open the vault.
At once, Your Majesty.
And there you are. Take what you can carry, fellow.
Go to it, Stack. That's a boy, Stack.
Wait a minute. He has 10 sacks of gold already.
Yes, and I'm just getting started, Your Majesty.
No, wait. Oh, this is impossible. Sire, he has the great bag of gold bars.
All he can carry was the bargain. Go on, Stack.
But the vault's empty now, Frank.
Empty?
Well, that's all right. We'll fill out with jewels. Just tell us where they are.
Thelma, quickly. Go summon the guards, all of them.
Yes, Father. They must be stopped. The guards.
Your Majesty, he has 50 tons of gold on his back this moment, and he's asking for jewels.
A bargain is a bargain, Your Majesty.
Yes, of course. Jewels. You want jewels. All you can carry, yes.
All right, Father. It's all right. The soldiers are outside the window.
All right. Put down that gold at once, fellow.
Put it down?
The army is outside the window, and unless you put it down at once, I'll have them in here.
The army's outside. Bob the Blower, at last you have a chance to use your talents. Think you can handle that crowd outside the window?
Oh, can I? With the breath from a single nostril.
Then go to it. Blow them sky high.
Wait a minute. What's this?
That's right, Bob. Blow them till they dance in the air.
Make him stop. My soldiers are all in the air.
And the horses, too.
The whole army in the air. Oh, make him stop.
All right, Bob the Blower. Stop a moment. Now, Your Highness, are we prisoners, or may we take the gold Stack carries and leave unharmed?
Take it. Take it and get out.
And stay out.
Oh, Father, no. I decided I am in love with this brave, a rich fellow. Make him marry me, Father.
Marry you, Princess Thelma, with my little sweetheart Jeanette waiting for me? No, thanks. Come on, fellows. We've traveled through the world fairly well. All our accounts with the king are settled. Let's go.
No, don't go.
In step now, and here we go. For we've carried the world together.
Carried the world together.
We've carried the world together.
the stakes of us we have. Thank you.